Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Clint Sterner and the Show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire, presented by D&M Leasing.
It is 5 o'clock, and congratulations. Hopefully you're off work and making your way down to Minute Maid. Come on by and say what's up. We're at the corner of Crawford and Congress, hanging out, having ourselves a good time as we get set for Game 1. That's right, baby. And the lineups are out, Clint, and the only real surprise is, what's Dusty going to do in center field?
That's it.
What the hell is he going to do in center field?
It's the only decision Dusty got. Center field, 8-hole.
And today, Dusty reached into the hat and he pulled out Taz McCormick. So Taz McCormick gets the start. The lineup is very normal. Altuve leading off, Brantley, Bregman, Alvarez, Correa, Tucker, Yuli, and McCormick in the eighth spot, and then Maldonado. They face Charlie Morton in this game. You look at this crew and you look at this lineup as the ladies are screaming our names. If you look at this crew, this feels like a group that'll be able to handle Charlie Morton. I mean, Charlie Morton is a really good pitcher. You know him here well, and they shut down the Astros at times, but they should be able to take care of business and be able to handle Charlie Morton.
I would think so. You know, they've been hot. You know, they've handled some really good pitchers to this point in the season, this point in the playoffs, and I don't see why this lineup shouldn't have some success and be able to put the team in position to have a shot to win down the stretch, no doubt about it. But, you know, we're not just going to gloss over the fact that Dusty's going with White Boy Chaz in that 8-hole. Did you see White Boy Chaz dancing in the clubhouse after that ALCS?
Was that victory? Him ahead of Siri? I could not tell who that was.
Absolutely.
I was very, very disappointed.
Absolutely. And Big Poppy, I believe, said, look at them White Boy moves. He was in there getting it.
I mean, he was in there. It was a mix of river dance.
Well, let's be honest. He's a little younger than us, and that dancing they do nowadays is a little different. So we probably shouldn't
a good time.
Damn sure having a good time. But we probably shouldn't be too critical of the man's dance moves because I'm just telling you that it looked awfully familiar. It looked like what I see from a lot of folks out there.
And
White Boy Chaz was getting it.
He sounded like he was listening to some house music and just letting it ride.
That's right. You're going to put the goggles on, celebrate like that. You deserve a start in Game 1 of the World Series.
Well, so I just love his confidence. His confidence to just come out there. Maybe now I hope that confidence doesn't translate if they're out in a club.
Oh, I hope definitely translates.
Oh, you think he's doing that?
See,
now that's when I got to walk away from him. If you're in the celebration giving us that, but if I see you, if we're in a club, we out in the club, and you want to get in the middle and act like you got it.
White Boy Chaz can roll in the club. Absolutely. No. You seen the videos?
Maybe we're not talking about the same dance off.
I mean, I'm not critiquing his necessarily precisely the moves in the clubhouse the other day, but those weren't bad if we are critiquing them. But the other one that he did, the video before, yeah, White Boy Chaz can go.
Maybe I got to see this video you're talking about, because the White Boy Chaz that I thought I saw that was in there dancing would look just like the guys that you would look at and say,
no,
please stop embarrassing this.
No,
we must have saw a different tape there. I got to see another.
Well, I saw the clubhouse after the game. That's not embarrassing. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right. Well, hold on. The other story, the news that was dropped today, because I got to see this, what you're talking about, see if we're talking about the same thing. because that was atrocious. The other thing is Dusty told the media today that Jose Urquidy is going to get the start in game two, which is kind of intriguing because coming off of the start Garcia had, you thought they'd go 1-2, especially how good he pitched at home. But they're going to have Garcia start game three on the road in Atlanta. And I've been listening to Atlanta radio all week. They are fired up about this home game. And they say it's going to be one of the greatest crowds and scenes they've had in Atlanta sports history. So yeah, we'll see how that works. But Jose Urquidy, who struggled in his last start, he's going to get the ball in game two.
Yeah, look, I just hope Jose Urquidy has the same turnaround that Luis Garcia and Framber Valdez had. Whatever. I've even seen reports recently that the Red Sox were seeing some signs legally. I'm not saying they cheated, but they were picking up signs, and that's kind of what helped the starting rotation. All three pitchers in a row, the wheels come off, which I believe there was something going on for all three of those guys to collapse the way that they did. I just hope that Jose Urquidy, knowing he's going to take the ball in game two, really doesn't matter if it's game two or game three, I just hope that they figured something out with Jose Urquidy the same way that they did with Framber Valdez and Luis Garcia. Whatever Brent Strom and company did was absolutely tremendous, and I think that if they can do anything similar to give Jose Urquidy a better chance to have success, I think we'll see a better version of Jose Urquidy.
Yeah, we'll see on that as the Astros get ready. Game one coming up at 7:09, first pitch.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the other story that broke here since we've been on the air was the situation with the Texans owner. Cal McNair reportedly, according to Mike Silver of NFL Network, referred to the COVID-19 as the China virus at a Houston Texans charity golf classic last May. According to, as I said there, Mike Silver of NFL Network, in his response, owner Kyle McNair said, "My comments at the event last May included in an inappropriate choice of words. I immediately apologized to people who approached me then, and I apologize again now. I know how important it is to choose my words carefully. I never wanted to offend anyone." I want to say right now, when I read his comments, the comments that Kyle McNair made, I believe him. I believe that that maybe in his mind that he wasn't trying to offend people and that that he used a poor choice of words. But still in that, it was a poor choice of words. When he got up in front of a group of people, that's not the choice of words he should have used right there. And now what it leads to, Clint, is it seems like now this is yet another situation that the Texans have to add as a distraction to them that has nothing to do with football.
Yeah, it's not about what I think about the term being used, China virus, when referring to COVID-19. It's not about what you think personally about that particular term. Ultimately, for me, it's about the Houston Texans owner not having better awareness that of his position, of what he was doing at the moment. I do a lot of speaking, a lot of talking, really, but my all attention on me, mic in hand, and I know better than to use any kind of term that could be perceived in multiple ways, many of which would be negative and insensitive, to say the least. And so I think this is more about just the lack of awareness by Texans ownership. The distraction, I think, is going to be – there's definitely going to be a distraction that Nick Caserio doesn't need in these difficult times. I think that the distraction is going to grow moving forward. But it's just the awareness level is – it's jaw-dropping to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not over-exaggerating what he said or what it means. I am simply saying it's jaw-dropping to me for a guy of that stature to not have a better – awareness when he's speaking in public. That's the part of this that just amazes me, man.
No, I hear you, but just like I said, man, Nick Caserio has continued to have difficult things that he's had to deal with, and this is another one. And I'm guessing players will potentially get asked about this. It'll be interesting to see how big this jumps. If it's a big deal, or if this something that just dies in this small news cycle. But that's the latest in the situation with Cal McNair.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, other news with the Texans, Clint, is Laremy Tunsil, according to Aaron Reese of the Athletic. Good Lord, that lost me there. He said that Laremy Tunsil and Brandon Cooks are two of the other Texans that bring a lot of value besides Deshaun Watson, but according to people familiar with those player situations, neither is expected to be dealt before the trade deadline. Clint, when I hear that, that makes me nervous that's coming out, because it almost makes me believe that the Texans aren't interested in moving those guys, and that should definitely be on the table.
Well, you hope that's a report, because there's a lack of interest, and maybe they're just getting out in front of it to keep a couple of players happier than if they thought they were on the trade block. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I just hope this isn't the Texans saying that Laremy Tunsil is not a player that they would be willing to move in one way, shape, or form. Because in my opinion, Laremy Tunsil is a player that, if given the opportunity, they've got to move. By the time that this organization, the Houston Texans, is competitive again, not even winning again, competitive again, I think one of the top of the market tackle contracts in the game is going to be up and out and done. And I don't think it impacts this organization right now, but I do think down the road in a couple of years, or maybe even in a year, when you're starting to try to acquire players that are actually going to be here down the road for three or four more years, if it handcuffs you at all, this is a problem. I mean, if you can move Laremy Tunsil, I got to think you move Laremy Tunsil. I do think that Brandon Cooks may be a little bit different, brings a little different, little something different to the table. And he's a guy that this particular regime appreciates and wants to retain. But Laremy Tunsil's got to be a guy that they move if given the opportunity. Yeah. It can't be an off-the-table type of situation.
No, it has to be. I mean, they've let us know they're in flat-out rebuild mode and trying to get everything they can. And to hold on to him and that contract, would it make sense if you had the ability to be able to do that? Remember, make sure you stay tuned. Speaking of the Texans, coming up at 5:45 to the top of the hour, your last chance to win a pair of tickets to see them take on the Rams.
I got to get me a pair of them rainbow britches.
They got you, man. We've seen them in shorts. We've seen them in pants.
I like the britches.
You do. You like the pants. You're going to go ahead and make that move.
Well, it depends on how they fit. I'm a little thicker than normal.
Yeah, that's one you got to go
try on. They're the most thin cut. I mean,
they ride up in the thigh. You don't want that.
They don't ride up in the thigh. They do. They just squeeze these old things. It's going to be awfully uncomfortable. If I could even get in them, it'd be awfully uncomfortable. So if they got some old wide cuts, they make them for an old wide body, I'll probably get me a pair, man. Yeah, that'd be. I could do them up, bub.
All right, listen. We haven't done this yet, but we got to talk about the absolute key to tonight's game. No doubt about it, the absolute key to tonight's game. We'll discuss that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 1 of the World Series. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
Clint, to me, without question, the key to this game tonight, the number one key is what it has been for every one of these games that the Astros have played, and that is who is on the mound. And to me tonight, you saw what Framber Valdez is capable of. We've seen that. We've seen what he could do. He had one of the best performances in baseball. He had the best baseball history. He had the best performance of any pitcher this year in the postseason. His 8 innings, 93 pitches, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk, 3 hits, 1 run baseball in Game 5 over the Red Sox. I don't think you're asking for that tonight. I don't think you're asking for that from him. But you hope that right now for Framber, Clint, this is a him has put something together from that last start. And that
did
it,
you just say him has?
Yeah, him has.
Did you just say him has?
I did, all right? Him has put something together from the last start. And this is him moving forward. Him as moving forward and not going back to the 4 1/3,
yeah,
the 2 2/3 innings, that type of performance. That's what you're hoping. That's what you're hoping for. And you don't even need the 8. Like, you don't need great. You just need, hey man, be solid out here.
I hope him has moved forward too, Jim.
Right? You should.
Hey, no, look, I mean, here's the deal. I'm gonna stick with give me 3. That worked pretty good.
Clint.
That worked really good for me last season.
Are you legit meaning this, or are you just doing this because it's worked?
I'm doing it because it's worked.
Okay.
I mean, the wheels
you
came
don't
off.
Because you're not going to be happy if he comes out in 3 innings.
The wheels. No. The thing is, if they get through 3 in good shape, usually that means they're in really good shape, and you're going to get 5 or 6 out of them. But I'm just going. It's my good luck charm. It's what the whole series last week turned because I quit asking for too much. And just get me to the 4th inning. Let this thing be in striking distance, and watch the Astros do work. Is that not fair? I'm not going to go back to the as much as I want to. I'm not going to go back to the quality start. Right? I'm not going to go back to that because that didn't do us too well. We were down 2-1 when I was pulling that crap. So my options are either great or just get me to the 4th. I'm going to get me to the 4th inning.
Get to the 4th inning.
I feel like I killed your buzz. Kind of like this parking enforcement guy who's killing everybody's buzz in this parking lot.
You're not going to kill my buzz. I'm going to tell you right now, although I'm not buzzed, to be clear.
For those of y'all asking.
Those are wondering out there. No, you're not going to kill my buzz. I'm telling you right now, listen, I need quality start from him. A quality start, and if I get really anything less than 6 innings, 3 runs or less, then I'm coming on here tomorrow. Live out here on the corner of Crawford and Congress.
Which is where we are today.
Right now. And I'm saying, he didn't give you what you needed. He didn't give you what you needed. Like, I don't know what I don't know what Charlie Morton's going to do. I don't think Charlie Morton's going to get shelled. Like, I don't think Charlie Morton's going to come in and it's going to be, that could happen. This Astros lineup is dangerous. But I think he'll be able to pull it together enough where, you know, it's not 8-0 by the time he leaves. If he does, then really I am a real luck charm. If he does, So I think Morton is going to keep him in the game. You got to at least match that. And six innings, at least pitching into the sixth.
So that what is your key to the game? What you said your key. Your key is Fromber going what?
Fromber Valdez giving you length, at least six innings to me. Fromber Valdez setting your bullpen up and setting the rest of the pitching staff up down the stretch of this series. Because, listen, they survived it last series against the Red Sox. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have confidence that they can play with that fire twice, Clint. I don't have confidence that they can go through 2 2/3 in game one,
yeah.
An inning in game two, yeah, from their starters. I don't think they can flirt with it.
I'll go with the 1-3 hitter. I think the 1-3 this team is offensive driven. I mean, this lineup has to be special for the Astros to win a World Series. We've talked about that all year long. It's no secret, right? And the 1-3 hitter, for the most part, in the last series, struggled mightily. I know there were some timely hits, and there was some down the stretch in the final couple of games. There were some hits and some contribution late in games that ultimately blew it open. But Bregman has not been Bregman. I think Altuve, other than the few key timely swings where he hit the ball out of the park three different times, I think from a consistency standpoint, he's left a lot to be desired. And I don't think Brantley has been the Brantley that we know. That those three guys have not been as special as they can be. And when they're special, when they're swinging the bat well, this lineup is impossible to pitch around. It's impossible for a bullpen to go out and shut down. The game is always in jeopardy for the opponent if this lineup is swinging the bat well. And it starts with those top three hitters, man. They didn't overall last week, last series, they didn't swing the bat as impressively as they're capable of doing. I think if those three guys come out swinging it well, this is a quick series.
Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Ugly, out here live across the street from Minute Maid on the corner of Crawford and Congress. Say hello, say what's up. We got people around here hanging out. We've been enjoying getting you set and ready for game one. I know the key for you, and this is a little unique because I don't know if anybody else is stating this as a key or something that Dusty must not do. And it kind of started when we were talking with Robert Flores about the impact and what you potentially do in game four with Christian Javier. This is Robert Flores with us earlier.
I didn't like them taking him out of the starting rotation to begin with.
Yeah,
I think his stuff is suited as a starter. I think he likes being a starter. I think you're going to see him back in the starting rotation next season on a full-time basis. But for this series, yeah, I think I would start him. I do get the idea of him, you know, and the whole idea of why they brought him to the bullpen. He's that kind of that weapon, that versatile weapon that can come put out fires, be it the fifth inning, the seventh inning, eighth inning, whatever. But, man, I get them off to a good start.
All right, that's Robert Flores. And I know a key for you is for Dusty Baker to not have to run into having to use Christian Javier, because for you, he should be slated as the starter in game four, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think down the stretch here, a perfect scenario for the Astros is obviously the top three starters to give you length.
Yeah.
And you're never in a position where you do have to go to Christian Javier to not only shut somebody down but give you – you know, two or three innings in a critical situation. I think that's big, right? And if the Astros can do that, I think your starting pitcher in game four is Christian Javier. I mean, it's either Christian Javier, Jake Odorizzi, or Zach Greinke. I would prefer Christian Javier to start game four. And so between now and game three, best case scenario is that you don't have to use Christian Javier. Right, so I think that's critical to the series. Now I know it's down the stretch; it's a conversation along with what is Dusty Baker going to do with the outfield in a National League ballpark that's down the line from here. Game three, game four, but I do think the Christian Javier conversation is something that I hope Dusty's thought through already to where you're going to need him in some way, shape, or form in a major way in game four. And so if you can rest him in 1, 2, and 3, I think it's going to be a big advantage for the Astros.
And listen, Clint, that's why you asked Better Hope You're Wrong. because if it's three innings, that doesn't clear pass. Well, Christian Javier, right?
But I told you if they get through three, hell, he's going to be rocking and rolling and give you four, five, or six. I'm just telling you, as I'm watching the game, once the starter gets through three, I feel like the Astros are sitting in a driver's seat. I feel like the Astros with the bullpen, surprisingly, Robert Flores of MLB Network says is a strength and is better. Did he say better than Atlanta? Did he say actually they
the
performed
bullpen,
better?
He thinks
deeper. He said deeper.
Deeper. And right. Slightly deeper. So, but Atlanta has those three guys.
I just feel, but at that point in time, I'm being dead serious here.
I know you are.
When I'm watching the Astros, dead ass, no question. When I'm watching the Astros and I'm sitting back drinking my cold Coors Light, when that ninth out is made, I take a deep breath and go, okay, the game has changed. Let's ride. What are we going to do from here? What's the plan from here on out? If the starter's rocking and rolling, obviously you proceed as planned, right? But when you get beyond that, man, I simply feel better, man. I take a deep breath.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you. The 3 to 4 innings, they got to get past that. So they don't bring him into count, because I think he's thinking Odorizzi to start in game four, and he potentially may bring in Christian Javier.
Yeah,
and maybe that may be the first.
That may be the plan tonight, because if he did last series he pitched in game one, wasn't it game one, and game four.
He pitched in game one to keep him in it. Yeah,
he pitched in game one, and then he pitched in game four as well. So if you are going to use him, it's minimal tonight. I would say refrain from it.
You want him game four.
I want him game four. I want him locked and loaded game four. And again, I would prefer you start him, but if you don't, lean on him heavy at some point, and that's best case scenario for the Astros. As we've had several people today say, hey, if the situation presents itself that you have to use him, all bets are off. Hell, you got to use him. You got to go win the ball game. We'll worry about the next game later. But I just hope it works out in a way that Christian Javier can be on the shelf until game four, and he's full go, ready to rock and roll when they need him.
Your chance to win a pair of Texans Rams tickets coming up in the next segment. And Astros fans, before you get this game started, before game one starts, we got a serious-ass question that you need to answer. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 1 of the World Series. Here's Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, Clint, as game one approaches and we are less than an hour and a half, almost an hour and a half away.
On the dot, man, on the dot, baby.
From first pitch here, as Framber Valdez and Charlie Morton will tangle here in Minute Maid for game one of the World Series. And for you, I know this is a question you've been wondering. You've been wondering and believe that a lot of Astros fans are asking themselves. You can text in 713-572-4610. We've had a very lively Shows Army text line today. But here's the thought. And Tyler Hill, Tyler, grab a mic. You jump on too. Do you fellas believe that Astros fans gotta have this, need this World Series to validate 2017? Need this win. This win will put that feather in your cap where you ain't got, like Kanye said, you can't say nothing to me. Don't tell me nothing no more. Do you think you need this to validate it?
I'm not going to speak for everybody. I'll let the fan base speak for themselves. As an Astros fan, as a lifelong Astros fan, hell yeah, I need it. You damn right I need it. I need anything that's going to make it more difficult for people to shape their mouth and say that the Astros won in 2017 because of a sign-stealing scandal, that they pushed the envelope a little bit further than anybody in the history of baseball had done, at least knowingly, right? I think if the Astros win 2019, it's going to be significantly more difficult for all the talking heads, which no disrespect because I am one, it's going to be significantly more difficult for those individuals to say what the Astros did in 17 was because of the sign-stealing scandal. And so I say hell yeah, we need it. We need it in a big way.
I don't think we need it. Do I want it? Oh, I want it. But do we need it? Do the Astros need it?
Are you doing a hype video?
It's great.
No, man.
Do I think we need it? No.
No, I
do
don't.
Do I say we need it? Yeah.
If you're talking specifically the 2017 Astros, hell no, they do not need this World Series. Because to me, if it's Tom Glavin, if it's pitchers from the 80s under La Russa, McDowell, we're going to hear more and more from these guys. You're going to continue to hear, as I've been saying from the beginning, that the Astros were made a scapegoat of this whole situation. Did they cheat? Yes. But the entire league, to some extent, was sign-stealing. This has been a part of the game of baseball since its inception. They just took it to a new level. And a lot of guys are out there saying the Astros weren't the only ones that took it to that
level. Hey, do they need it or not? Do they need the World Series victory or not? Damn.
They do not need it.
But if they don't finish this off, like it's all like there's nothing that you could say. If they don't finish it off, there's nothing.
Tyler still ain't answered a damn question.
No, they don't need it.
No, it ain't about them. It's about you as an Astros fan.
No, I don't.
Really get after it.
Really?
I don't need it.
Nobody gets more butthurt about the Astros sign-stealing conversation than you. So now they're going to give you a bullet for your gun.
No.
They're going to give you a bullet for your gun.
Because what I'm saying is, I don't need it. They don't need it because 2017 was a world championship team. The 2019 Astros team was arguably better than the 2017 team. People can't keep pointing at sign stealing in 17 and using that as an excuse. I'm over it.
Yes,
you may be over it, but
is why I don't need it.
If they finish it, if they finish this off, it's just, all right, you know they were clearly not cheating now. Right, you could talk about the whistling stuff, but you know they weren't clearly cheating now. That means you jump from, 17, all right, you said the only reason why they won a championship, because this is the only championship they have is 17. If they add another one, all right, listen, you can say we cheated in 17, but you can't say it right here. You know they were watching us. You know we wouldn't get away with any kind of sign stealing or cheating. And right there, you can have it, because if you don't finish this one off, the only thing that you will hear is the only way you won a championship was when you cheated in 17.
Agreed.
If you do it now, that stuff is gone.
I want the bullet in my gun that anytime somebody shapes their mouth to say, you only won because of the sign stealing. I want the bullet in my gun to say, well, tell me about 2021, boss.
What about
same dude? Because you can tell me, there's only four guys that. No, the meat are guys that are still here or were in the system when it was going on, right? I mean, ultimately. And so, yeah, I want that bullet in my gun. I think it makes it exponentially more difficult for people to go on TV and talk trash about the Astros if they win it this year in 2021 without any kind of questioning of how they are picking up signs or how they're picking up tendencies. Hell yeah, I need it.
So from Show's Army text line, I don't need it, I want it. The haters will always hate. Got someone backing up Tyler.
Beautiful.
Is this Megan? Thank you. Somebody
son, dog mom, Megan.
She's walking the dogs right now. She can't be texting.
Dinosaur, yes, dinosaur panty wearing Megan.
Thank you. Somebody finally brings up the 2019 World Series team known as the Houston Astros. 2017 was so 5 minutes ago.
I mean, guys, we're talking
we're beyond that.
It's five straight ALCS trips, right? It's five straight ALCS trips. This is 3 out of 5 years in the World Series. And people want to say banging on a damn trash can in a year where they were better on the road offensively. They want to point to that as the reason they won. I don't need it.
I know you don't need it. But you beat the Dodgers.
Then you
beat the Dodgers in a seven-game series.
You forfeit the right to use it.
You beat the Dodgers in a seven-game series in a game where one time you didn't swing at any of the off-speed pitches that Clayton Kershaw threw.
Please don't say buzzers.
I didn't say buzzers. I said that.
All right.
Which a lot of people say it's a seven-game series. It's that close. You win this one, you can have that. But we fired our GM. We lost our coach. We lost draft picks.
Miss you, Hinch.
We lost all that, and we still came back and won a championship. So you ain't got nothing. You can say what you want to say about 17, but this group right here is good enough to go.
Tyler, you forfeit the right to use it.
I'm just saying, man.
As long as I know you, I don't ever want to see you talk about the 2021 World Series.
You keep fighting, man.
I don't talk about 17. I get annoyed when people out there keep – I know, but I just am over this whole cheating
can
thing,
man. Can I say this as we're talking Clint Sterner, Ron the Show, Hughley Tyler, who is sweating in a 75-degree day.
If that ain't the pot calling the kettle black,
good,
I don't know
baby.
What it is.
I'm good.
I mean, I ain't never seen nobody pit like you.
I know, but I'm straight.
You going to talk about my boy over here?
Look at him. Look at him. Oh, and look at me.
I told you in confidence.
What are the odds that I end up doing radio outdoors with two of the sweatiest guys
in
America?
I am straight today. Look at me. Look at him.
It's because he's got three layers on underneath that button up.
Three layers ain't never stopped me. I just sweat through a sweater, a jacket.
They got
and
a surgery for that, you two.
I don't need it.
They got to collapse your lungs.
Shout out to Soda. I don't need it. That weight loss didn't help me out here. Soda weight loss in the building. I see you. Can I throw this out? And shows Army text line 713-572-4610. I feel like Astros fans are in one camp. One, the F you. I don't give a rip. I don't care what you got to say, 2017, whatever. I don't care. They're my guys. I love them. And then I think there are others who are going to be at least annoyed / frustrated with the Astros if they finish this thing off and they say to themselves, see, you didn't even need to do any of that stuff. You didn't even need to do any of that stuff, and you just proved it on the field right now. And now as a fan, I always have to sit there and I just can't enjoy it as a fan, but I've got to always hear and answer all this crap about 17 and the cheating. I feel like there are Astros fans in those two camps.
I've been there, man. I said from the get-go that not only were the 2017 Astros good enough to be there, which is a big reason why they were there, they were good enough to be there. They didn't need the sign stealing. I've said that from the get-go, which is frustrating because now you have all these trolls coming out from under their bridges and bringing it up constantly, even 5 years later. But the Astros and the trips they have made, as we've said over and over, five ALCS trips, dude. Five ALCS trips. Three World Series in 5 years. At some point, these haters, if that's what the text line calls them, at some point, these doubters of how good the 17 Astros were and the teams following them in 18, 19, 20, you got to look at, like, actual facts. And the facts are, when they were on the road, they were better offensively. You got to keep listening to guys like Glavine and McDowell who are saying the Astros are being made. They weren't the only ones sign-stealing the way they were in 2017. And Correa said it best whenever all this first went down. Whenever he looked at Bellinger and told him maybe don't know the facts.
We're back to talk. Who gives a shit, a rip about the 2017? The fact of the matter is do you need it to that this World Series or not? We can rehash what happened in 2017 another time. I mean, that's
so you do.
Nobody
and you
wants
don't.
To hear about that.
You do and you don't.
I do and I don't what?
You do and you don't. You
yep,
need it. You don't need it.
I all need right. it badly.
Another person from Houston, Robert Flores. We had him on earlier in the day, and I know we talked to him about that very same thing. This is what he had to say earlier about if the Astros fans need this championship to give validation.
I know that all the Astro players and organization, they're tired of what happened in 2017. I understand it, but it's going to still be there. And they, you know, unfortunately, they don't get to determine when people stop talking about it. That's That's out of their hands because of result of their actions. But I will say that this team, what they've overcome and the adversity that they've overcome, and yes, that was brought on by their actions, but they've had an amazing this is an amazing run. This is the golden age of Astros baseball. So I hope people and Astro fans and all over the city and the Gulf Coast, I hope they can appreciate what they're watching. Because you don't know what it's going to look like after this season. You don't know if they're going to get back next year or even the year after or 5 years from now. So to get to three World Series, considering where this franchise was from, you know, the down years, it's amazing, man. Absolutely.
It is.
Plus, if the Astros win, the entire nation will be upset and salty about it.
Hate watching the Astros.
Yeah.
That's right. Robert Flores, he's from here. He's been here. He's covered all of this since everything broke out. I'd be surprised if you're a fan if you would say you. I'm surprised Tyler says that you wouldn't need it. I mean, this gives you some sort of ammunition.
I mean, the biggest thing for me is if the Astros win this World Series, it's going to be more difficult for all the opinionists out there to lean so heavily into what happened in the past. And so, with that said, I think it's absolutely huge if the Astros can win this World Series, given what they've been through the last 4 years. They've had a ton of success. I mean, they've had a ton of success. And either way you slice it, you can't erase it from history. But right now, a World Series victory by the Houston Astros, winning this series would be absolutely huge moving forward for the conversation about how good this dynasty, if you will, really is, and how much was it impacted by the 2017 scandal, the 2019 investigation, and I think a big time World Series win in 2021 would change that narrative, would change that conversation in a major way.
I'm with you on that one. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Hughley, as we get you set for game one tonight, and people are walking in, filling in. I see everybody coming through here, Clint. One other thing here about news that was broken here earlier today. The Astros, their roster was set today, the World Series roster, and that is Jake Meyers. He is not going to be in on the World Series roster. His season is over. Instead, Marwin Gonzalez, a guy who was on that 17 team, he will be on the roster now. And this is going to be interesting, and it could happen tonight, but it'll be an interesting thing to set up, especially when they get to Atlanta, how they use these pinch hitters. And I'm guessing when you think about guys coming off the bench, and I feel like we're going to see that a lot. We're going to see some guys coming off the bench, especially in Atlanta. Where is Marwin? Where is Marwin Gonzalez in the list of order of guys you trust the most to come up and get an at-bat?
I mean, when we're talking about pinch hitters, and again, like you said, it could happen tonight in Minute Maid. It could happen in one of these two ball games. I think there's certain guys that, I mean, Jason Castro's been hot. He's been clutch, right? Can Jason Castro pinch hit in any given situation? No, he's got to, you can't burn him. He's got to be there for Maldonado if anything were to go wrong. And so you can't go that direction. I think you got to look at, obviously, Litmus Diaz. And then when you go from Litmus Diaz, I think Marwin Gonzalez is number two. I think there's no moment going to be too big for him. You know, I think if you got to trust that he's going to be able to process the situation, if you will, in terms of, you know, who's on base, what does the team need at that moment. And I think Marwin Gonzalez is going to be number two on that list. Litmus Diaz is by far and away the number one. But I think there's a good chance that Marwin Gonzalez could end up factoring into this series in a big way. That could end up being a major move by the Astros a couple of months ago.
I love that guy.
I need more of that guy's energy
that
in my life.
Are you next?
Yes.
You next? No.
He's like, hell no. I'm out on that.
She didn't have it. She didn't have that fella ass. No. It'll be interesting to see what they do here. Oh my God! You just came up right behind my back, man. I got a bat in my hand. Yeah, let it out. Come down another button. That's right. Come down another button. Yeah, there it is. Hell yeah! Show that taco meat, baby. All right, you're next. That's right, baby.
Hey, give that guy a beer.
Yeah, get that guy a beer. that man a beer.
Here, man, get out of here. We got
Coors Light, baby.
We got
4 minutes. Damn it. Hey,
you can always quiet a man down if you just throw a beer at him, man.
Hey, throw him a Coors.
Throw a bullet at him, baby.
Throw a bullet at him. He's got it. All right, Clint, you didn't think this was going to happen, did you? You didn't think we'd get out of here without Linda stopping by, did you?
She did a drive by?
Oh, yeah. Linda, she's got a message. Your mother, Astro Granny, a.k.a. Don't mess with Linda, a.k.a. Mama Sterner. She's got a message for the Atlanta Braves as we get set for game one. Go ahead, Linda.
World Series tonight. Astros and Braves, we're ready. Tyler Matzik, you want to talk your trash on social media? Go ahead. Last one that did that, Ovaldi, he's sitting at home on his couch watching it with a cold Coors Light in his hand. And we got Jock Peterson, whichever. He's trying to be cute with a pearl necklace. Hey, Jock, you got lace on them panties too? Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, we're going to be whistling, banging, buzzing. And if you don't like it, that's tough. But when you step foot on that field, in that juice box, we're going to whoop that ass. Go, Stros.
That's right, Linda. We're going to whoop that ass, right?
Mom came hard right there. Mom delivered.
She didn't talk about man.
You got lace on them panties too, Jock?
Come on, man.
What are the odds? What are the odds of a man named Jock wearing pearls and a 72-year-old asking if he's got lace on his panties?
Hey, we're going to be banging.
Buzzing. I can't tell.
Hey, we're going to be banging.
I can't tell if she didn't know Jock's last name or she butchered it on purpose. I felt like she butchered it because she just didn't give a rip. Jock Patterson, Peterson.
Hey, we're going to be banging.
Apparently, that's Jim Mudd's favorite part.
That's his favorite part.
Hey, we're going to be banging.
Jim can't stop.
That's my mother.
Hey, we're going to be banging.
Oh, my God. Hey, by the way, Jock Peterson is going to get how many games you think?
Hey, we're gonna be banging
before Jock Peterson gets on everybody's nerves with them damn pearl, with them damn pearls he's wearing around his neck. How much you think them pearls are?
Oh, they're
think they cheap? You think
no. I think it's a very expensive strand of pearls that Jock Peterson is wearing around.
What made
his
him
neck?
Go with that?
Hey, we're gonna be banging.
I don't know, but I tell you what, Astro Granny damn sure didn't approve of it.
That's right. You feel good about tonight, Clint?
I do. I feel good every night with this team, man. Are you kidding me? Do you feel good, Show?
I feel pretty good. Clint, great job out here as well. Tyler, love the passion. Matt, great job. Roflo, thank you for dropping by. Everybody here who came and hung out, Seth Payne as well, you two. We had a great job. Great job, Clint. I am Ron, the show. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby, and hopefully these Astros can come back winners tonight.
Hey, we're going to be banging.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.